from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Governor Glenn Youngkin signs a bill prompted by a Henrico woman, and with Henrico officials celebrates the official grand opening of new Amazon Fulfillment Center. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute for Wednesday, March 27, 2024. It's brought to you today by Richmond Volleyball Club.
And now for the news.
Well, the front yard of Virginia's executive mansion was turned into a miniature farmer's market on Monday as Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a bill meant to make life a little easier for a home baker he called the kingpin of cake pops. He was referring to Kelly Phillips, a Henrico 41-year-old cake pop maker, who was told she could face a criminal charge last year for selling her treats to the public without being in strict compliance with Virginia's food safety regulations. The bill that Youngkin signed into law Monday, which passed the General Assembly with broad bipartisan support and takes effect July 1st, clarifies how food safety rules do and don't apply to the smallest of small businesses. It makes an exception for goods made in home kitchens, as long as those operations remain small and confined largely to face-to-face interactions with customers. You can read more about the law right now on our website from our partners at Virginia Mercury. Well, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin headed up the dignitaries who celebrated the official opening of Amazon's Richmond Fulfillment Center in Henrico on Monday, participating in ceremonies that included a ribbon cutting and presentation of a flag that had flown over the Virginia Capitol. But Henrico officials were the ones truly in full celebration mode at the event, citing the benefits of Amazon's educational programs, job opportunities, charitable contributions, and local school partnerships. Visitors who toured the massive facility, which is the largest building in Central Virginia, got a peek at the choreography that takes place inside as robots and humans work side by side to transfer items from storage into packaging destined for buyers. Robotic arms pick items off conveyor belts while dozens of other robots scurry about on the floor. You can read more about Monday's ceremonies and the Amazon facility right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. Virginia's labor force is at an all-time high, according to a February report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That report also found that the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in the state remained unchanged at 3%. And the state's labor force participation rate, which measures the seasonally adjusted number of people working or actively looking for work, remained unchanged at 66.6%. The number of people employed in the state rose by more than 3,200 to 4.45 million, while the number of unemployed residents decreased by 74 to about 139,700. If you have a child who will turn 5 by September 30th, you can register him or her for kindergarten now in Henrico County. That registration process began on Monday for eligible students. It's an online process that you can complete by visiting the PowerSchool enrollment portal, filling out an online form, and submitting all required documents to your child's school. For details about the process, you can visit henricocitizen.com and look for this article. If you have a high school student in the county, the Virginia School Boards Association wants you to know it's hosting its annual personal essay and speaking contest for all high school students. The 2024 winner will receive a $1,000 scholarship. The event is sponsored by WellNet Healthcare. It's the fourth year for the competition, and the topic this year is Kind Hearts, Strong Schools. The winner will have the chance to present their essay to an audience of more than 200 school board members and administrators at the organization's Conference on Education, July 23rd in Short Pump. You can find this article on our website to find a link to enter the contest. And each week we bring you the Savvy Senior column. It has information for senior citizens and their caregivers. This week's column addresses who should be screened for lung cancer and how often. You can find that column right now on our website. Get in on the hottest sport trend in the country, pickleball. And where's the coolest place to play? Richmond Volleyball Club. With 6 indoor courts, weekday hours, and free clinics for beginners, grab your friends or make some new ones when you join Richmond Volleyball Club's pickleball leagues. Registration is now open. Affordable memberships or day passes are available. It's pickleball at Richmond Volleyball Club. Learn more at rvc.net.